Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about Irv Shapiro being back, too, folks. Irv is CEO of If By Phone, and If By Phone provides voice applications for folks like you and me and our businesses, and he's here to talk to us about something very important. You know, you've heard me say before that face-to-face is the original social media. Don't neglect it. You've heard me say before, after you've had a certain number of emails with someone, you've gone back and forth, you know, pick up the phone. If you're bogged down in an email that you're trying to work on with somebody and you can't, you know, you're concerned about your, you know, whether it's going to work or not, whether what you're going to say is going to come across, pick up the phone and call people. Folks, we've got lots of tools. Let's use all of them and let's see what Irv has to say. Irv Shapiro, welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, thank you very much for having me back and providing me an opportunity to chat with you and through you with your listeners this morning.
Well, it's good to have you back. What did you think about my opening statement there?
I agree completely. Human beings are fundamentally social animals.
Yep.
We will always be social animals. Two of our senses are very much related to conversations.
Right.
We speak and we listen. So I agree with you completely that in order to improve your business, you need to engage socially, and the primary social vehicle we've had for thousands of years consists of conversation.
Well,
listen to your customers.
The way I like to think of it is being social, as you said, being gregarious, being in wanting to have high touches. As John Nesbitt reminded us about 30 years ago in his prophecy in Megatrends, the high touch thing, that's a way of life. The tools that we use, whether it be a telephone, Facebook, Twitter, texting, or getting in the car to drive across town to meet somebody, those are the means to an end. They're not the way of life, are they?
That's absolutely true. You know, thank God that the majority of us have sight, we have touch, we listen and we speak, we taste, we have multiple senses. What a shame it would be if we evolved to a point where we ignore two of those senses. And in
right.
fact, 70% of all business in America involves a conversation that's voice-based.
Yep, yep. So talk to us a little bit about you were telling me something a minute ago about something you ran into. Folks, this is a real story. You applied for some you put out on the marketplace that you were looking for some new folks, especially some salespeople. Tell us about your experience.
So our experience is very simple. We're fortunate. We're growing very rapidly. We recently added about a half a dozen people. We'll be adding 20 to 30 new employees over the next 12 months. So we receive hundreds, over a period of time, thousands of resumes. I can count, Jim, on one hand, the number of people that have bothered to pick up the phone and try to talk to somebody here at If By Phone.
Wow.
And it, you know, when you do that, especially you're applying for a sales position, and we hire salespeople every quarter. You're applying for a sales position. What better way to make an impression than to pick up the phone
right.
and call?
Right. Well, one thing about it is if somebody applies to me and now I'm assuming in some cases, you know, a lot of people will do a blind pitch, meaning the people won't know anything but an email address. And you can't blame
yes.
people for that. But if they know who you are and they don't pick up the phone, then they must enjoy unemployment.
It could be. But,
yeah.
You know, Jim, it's the same when it comes to selling the product or servicing your customers.
Right.
If you have more conversations with your customers, you will keep those customers. If you have more conversations with prospective customers, you'll sell more.
I want to come back to
it's very simple. We could ask ourselves those questions. The sales professional that reached out to us most, that made us feel comfortable,
right,
those are the people we buy from.
Well, and I want to come back to what I invoked a name a minute ago, John Nesbitt. 30 years ago in Megatrends, he said, the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want. That is that was a prophecy, folks, and it's come true. And even though the social media and email and texting are a form of touching, they're still not the voice, they're still not the face. And there needs to be a reasonable mix of, I think, of all of those in a relationship. What do you think, Irv?
I think that's very, very true. And, Jim, we're not alone. There's a very high-profile company that most of your listeners will be familiar with, and that's Zappos. Zappos, as
right,
everyone is aware, began by selling shoes over the internet.
I'm not familiar with them, but Irv, but my wife is.
Okay,
yeah.
Those are all the boxes that are in your front,
right,
hallway,
exactly,
that are waiting for UPS to be picked up.
Right. Actually, FedEx picks our boxes up. But go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, Tony Hasing, who is the CEO of Zappos, likes to tell people that he believes a good telephone conversation is worth a lot more than an ad on the Super Bowl. So that's a company
really,
where your first contact with them is the internet, is the web.
Wow.
But they believe strongly that their customer support people on the phone are the reason their company grew.
Wow. Now think about
and
this,
that's
folks.
That's a billion-dollar company.
A billion-dollar internet company.
Yep.
I mean, they sell online. They couldn't do what they've done if they had not been online, and yet he believes that the key to his success is high touch.
That's exactly right.
Now folks,
that's exactly right.
I don't know
There's
what
another
else.
Another very good example.
Yeah.
About a year ago.
Quickly.
Google, company many of us have heard of.
Yeah.
Google released a telephone that they were going to sell under the Google name.
Right.
Called the Nexus One,
right,
telephone. That telephone they pulled from the market in about 6 months. It was a complete failure.
Yeah.
Why? Because when people want to buy a telephone, because it's something just a little bit outside of their comfort zone, something they don't buy every day,
right, right,
they want to walk into a store and talk to someone.
And they want to hold it in their
hand. They want to pick up the phone.
Yeah. They want to hold it in their hand. Hold on that thought. If by phone is the name of the company, Irv Shapiro is our... Yeah.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.